There's like two kinds of sleeping in. The one where you wake up at like 8 or 9 and you're like, oh, I'm tired, I'm gonna go back to sleep. And then there's the kind where you just like wake up and it's the middle of the day and you're like, oh no, what happened? Or that one time that I woke up at
I
5 p.m.
think about it all the
I'm
time
just
today.
like,
That's why I didn't worry as much today. I was like, okay, seems like her phone's dead. That's okay.
yeah, well, and also I live with a person who, if something terrible had happened to me, you would
If you
know.
had both been killed, I'd have no way of knowing.
That's true.
We had Korean barbecue outside last night. It was so good. It's a little bit different than other places I've been.
Nice.
Like, it had a grate that it cooked on, and then all the grease fell into like a trap below, so it
Yeah.
didn't get as burnt as easily. You know, like when you do the sugary
Yep.
meats.
Yeah, I've seen
This
those.
didn't do that, so that was nice.
Yep.
It's real nice.
Nice.
Yeah, I love that.
Nice.
Cool. Great.
Great. We were gonna hang out for Memorial Day. My brother was gonna come over and we were gonna grill, but now it might rain. So then I'm like, well, then we could go to Hot Pot if it rains.
You could. I'm having hot pot tonight.
We could go to Hot Pot. What was I gonna say? Oh, our patio is all set up now. It's so nice. I just want to sit out there all summer. It's
Can
gorgeous.
you sleep out there?
I guess you could.
Yes, that's where I'm sleeping next time I stay.
Okay.
That's got to be the coldest spot I could possibly sleep.
Probably, yeah. It does get really cold here at night because it's technically a desert.
I need to post screenshots of like the sleep I got in Denver versus the sleep I've got since Denver because the difference is startling.
How much of it is it's just a different place,
None.
do you
None
think? And how
percent.
much is, okay, just the altitude?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
I mean, I don't know. Some
Yeah.
of it could just be because, yeah, it was a different place and I was sleeping on a couch, but the couch wasn't uncomfortable. The day bed was fine too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know about that.
We finished our Murphy bed.
It's
It's all
only
set
took
up.
like 3 weeks.
It took 1 week. It
8
was
weeks.
exhausting. And now I'm seeing people leaving reviews on the website of the Murphy bed being like, this was great. And the expert assembly was awesome. They finished really quickly. I was like, what expert assembly? That wasn't an option when we bought ours.
Were
So
the
I don't
reviews
really know.
recent or were they like pre-COVID?
Yes, they were recent.
My God.
So
They let you
I
assemble
don't know
that on
what's
your
going
own,
on.
knowing that you're both not good at assembling things on your own?
We are fine. It's just, it was so large and complicated and difficult. And we, only thought about burning it down about 10
It just
times.
sounds like the two of you need a man in the house.
There someone from the military we could talk to? A man, perhaps?
Kimmy's like, bark, bark, I'll do it myself.
Yeah. She don't have thumbs, but she'll figure it out. She's so smart.
It's called perseverance. The band here, the gay band that I play in, the LGBT Pride Band, we have a show on Tuesday with the mayor of San Francisco to open Pride
Oh, fun.
Month. I'm gonna play
Nice.
saxophone like this. Toot, 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 toot.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't, but the layer I bought to hold my flip folder doesn't fit. So I don't know what
Oh,
I'm gonna do.
no.
Because I don't have
Oh,
any of these
God.
songs memorized because I've only played them twice.
Have you
So.
guys practiced in person at all?
No, we've been doing these virtual rehearsals where, like, the director has recorded himself, conducting to a recording of, like, the arrangement that he set up in, you know, what is it, Sibelius or something like that? Sibelius? I don't remember the name. But he's set it up in there to play with MIDI instruments, and then we play along, and then we record our parts and send them in so that he can make sure we know what we're doing. Because when I joined, I was like, I don't understand how you're doing rehearsals at all with this
Practices,
many
yeah.
people. And it's not a bad solution. It's just you can't hear anybody else. So, you know, intonation and all that stuff is probably going to be a concern when we all get together. And I haven't played a real saxophone in a while because I've been playing my digital one. So it's gonna be exciting. I'm pumped. We're gonna be fine.
We went and saw the Colorado Symphony this week. They played at Red Rocks, and they played a John Williams only concert, which was so great. It was amazing. It was like the first concert thing that I've been to since the before times. And Red Rocks is super cool. It's outdoors, so it was pretty close to full capacity. It was pretty crowded. But it was really amazing. Like, I'm pretty sure a John Williams concert at Red Rocks is every, like, orchestra nerd kid's dream come true.
I mostly know Red Rocks because I know Dave Matthews Band used to play there all the time.
Yeah. When David and I went there in the fall to do a hike, he just kept being like, but where's the Dave Matthews Band?
Dave's Matthew Band.
Yep.
Ruth's Dave's Matthews Band.
Yeah.
Chris.
Yeah. But it was really cool. It was very cool. I was glad we went.
Nice. I'm going to have gonna have pizza for lunch, hot pot for dinner tonight. It's a good day.
A lot of salt. A lot of salt in that day.
This conversation's over. There's no salt in pizza. What are you talking about? There's just pepperoni? The dough?
The cheese.
Is there salt and cheese? That can't be true.
Yes.
It's just milk that they left out for too long.
No, the salt is part of how they make it into different types of cheese. Mm.
Maybe I'll get one with pepper instead of salt.
Just no salt in the cheese, just peppers.
Can you substitute pepper in my cheese instead of salt? I'm trying to watch my salt intake. No, I'm gonna put extra salt on.
That's weird. Well, should we do some posts? I picked out a couple.
I saw that. I'm sure they're great.
I think they'll be okay. Listen, I'm sure they'll be fine.
One of these let's see, twice.
I did. One of them was from Relationship Advice, not Am I the Asshole, but figured if we had time, it sounded really interesting.
I was gonna, yeah, based on the title, I'm ready to do that one.
Some of these are petty. Some of them
you already read them
on as being the asshole. I skimmed them, so I want to make sure they were interesting.
This isn't how this is supposed to go. David has failed us once again.
All right. I guess I'm going to start with this one. Am I the asshole for blocking someone in after they took my parking space again? Because this just sounds like my level of petty. And I really appreciate it. Am I the asshole for blocking someone in after they took my parking space again? In our apartment, we're only given one specific parking space. It's been a challenge since both my wife and I have separate cars, and finding parking on the street can be a mission sometimes. Usually, whichever one of us gets home first parks their car on the street so that the other can park inside, since in the evening is when it gets full. For the past couple of months, our landlady's girlfriend has been coming over and keeps using our parking space, and only ours for some reason. Several times, we've had to come knocking at our landlady's door and to move her girlfriend's car, and she'd apologize to us. The girlfriend always acts like she's doing us this huge favor when we ask her to move. We both have talked about this problem to our landlady. She keeps promising it won't happen again. Last Friday, my wife was out of town for the weekend. I came home around 10 p.m. I was exhausted, just finished working a 12-hour shift, and wanted to get home. Guess who parked in our damn spot again? It was so late. It was late, so cars were already parked all over the street. This time I said fuck it, and I parked right behind her. Didn't have the energy to go knocking at the door and wait for her to move her car. Sometimes they don't even answer. I wouldn't be blocking anyone else, just her from being able to pull out. Then I went to bed. Well, the following morning when I stepped out to water my grass, her girlfriend came at me for making her miss her shift at work. She said she was knocking on my door for a long time because she needed to leave and couldn't. Called me immature and petty when I simply could have gone to her to move her car. I reminded her she shouldn't be parking there in the first place, and she left mad. My landlady again apologized and promised to make sure her girlfriend didn't do that again, but now she's not talking to my wife and they're usually friendly with each other. My wife's not happy with me that I did that. Instead of creating conflict, I could have tried to find parking in the street or asked them to move like I usually do, but this time I got fed up and I don't have the energy for it. Was I an asshole? No!
Well, I mean, I think you're kind of the asshole, but it's entirely justified.
Justified asshole.
Yeah, because it is petty. Like, I'm like, oh, I love this. I would absolutely do the same thing, but I would be like, yeah, I'm being an asshole. But yeah, also, I think, like, you've asked so many times, and it's probably in your contract that, like, that's your spot. So technically, you could have that person
towed. That's what I was going to say.
Which you're not doing so far.
Yes, I was going to say, with an apartment, usually it's included in your lease, or you pay extra for a parking spot. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you could have just as easily called and had it towed. But that, like, that's how the conversation should have gone all of the previous times. It's just like, if this happens again, I'm going to call a tow because it's our spot and we're paying for it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it. Especially because it's the same person every time.
Yeah, I think every comment says the same thing. Is like, you're not the asshole. I think it is still an asshole move to do, but it would be a more asshole move to get it towed.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think it's an asshole move because you told them so many times.
Yeah.
Like, what else was this person supposed to do at that point? It is in the lease. I'm reading comments.
The poster says it is in the lease. That's really the only
thing. Somebody said, why wouldn't the landlady drive her girlfriend to work?
Like, in that situation, yeah. Maybe the landlady's also like, you should stop fucking parking there.
Yeah, I'm not going to get up early and...
She's got busy slumlord work to do.
Yeah. She's busy not having a real job. Mm-hmm.
And complaining about all these freeloaders that she supports.
Man.
Kind enough to give them parking for their vehicles. You know, this wouldn't be an issue if we just banned cars. That's real heart of this. Cars are the asshole.
That's true. I so love having an attached garage so much. It's
garage
better than I ever could have dreamed.
It was nice to park in there a little bit while I was there.
So nice. Mm-hmm. So nice. Mm-hmm. Never have to worry about parking, moving my car. Oh, it's Tuesday. Gotta go move my car.
Leave me alone. Nope. You're making fun of me right now, and that hurts.
I'm making fun of a lot of people who live in cities. I was amazed when we were, like, apartment shopping how many on the Zillow listing would just say parking. No.
Like, it's not even that there's not street parking. It's not that there's a garage. There's just no.
No, and there's one that's up for the one that I sent to our group chat with Alex. So we were like, Alex, look at this one. It's a gorgeous 3-bedroom house. Mm-hmm. It's newly redone. It's got a fenced-in backyard. It's, like, adorable.
No parking.
And the price is pretty good if you had a roommate. But no parking. And it's not just that there's... street parking. The street requires residential permits, so there's no parking.
Just don't have a car.
I guess if you could get a residential permit if you, like, went down to the whatever the city building is downtown, and you would have to apply.
You know,
for
the
it,
city building.
Like. That's what our landlord told us. He was like, "We can register our plates to be like allowed to park on our street." But we have to, like, go downtown and fill out some paperwork. Like, you can't do it online.
Oh, weird. I got to get a parking permit in San Francisco. And the only hang up there is I had to register the car in California because it was still in mm-hmm. Michigan at the time. But otherwise, it's all online. And once you apply for it and they approve it and you pay for it, they don't ticket you even if you don't have the sticker on there yet.
So yeah. I have one on my car. We don't need a sticker or anything. We just have to register our plates for this street. Mm. So we were going to do that so that if we ever had guests come, then the guests could park in our garage and then we could just put our
You can just register my plate too. Thanks.
Oh, we only get two. So.
Oh, that sucks for David then. Yeah. Like, he's going to park that convertible on the street.
There are people in this neighborhood who street park. They're like Ferraris. Like, and I was talking
to David.
Do they
turn the mirrors
in?
Like, that'll keep it safe.
Why would you buy a $200,000 car and then put it on the street? And David's like, people got to know that they own a Ferrari. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, that's why you street park it. Like, when you go downtown to go out to eat or something, you're like, well, let me park it on the streets. So people see it. But, like, in your neighborhood,
you struggle to get out of these weird doors.
Like, why? Are you why? So weird.
I don't know.
The bigger question is, why would you spend that much money on a car? But
midlife crisis, as Chris said.
Okay, David's car costs much less than a Ferrari.
Okay, but maybe to those people, proportionally, it's fine.
I guess, but at a certain point, the proportions don't matter. We were having this conversation of, like, if I had unlimited money, how much would I spend on a house? Because we were driving through some of these neighborhoods in Denver where the houses are legitimately castles. Mm-hmm. And, like, they're on Zillow for, like, $50 million. And it's just, like, why? Like,
what are you going to do
with
that?
I could never see spending more than, like, $2 or $3 million if I had unlimited money. Oh,
only $2 or $3 million.
Okay, but there are many houses that we've driven past that are way more than that. And the thing is, once you get more than, like, that much, your house needs to have, like, a staff. Mm-hmm. Like, after a certain size, you need to have, like, a groundskeeper and a housekeeper and all this shit. Because, like, there's no way you could just keep that up by yourself.
Maybe if you're retired. Ugh, you spend 8 hours a day instead of work. You've trained for 8 hours a day of tending to your
clean your house.
Home. Just get a smaller house. I don't even know why you need a house that big.
Yeah, I would rather, like, if you're going to spend that much money, rather it be on, like, a really nice, like,
car,
cool condo in, like, a nice neighborhood or something. Yeah,
I would spend it on putting a recording studio in the basement.
Okay
with soundproofing. Okay. And then when I'm mad at you, I can just go down there and scream and nobody has to know.
All right. I'm annoyed because it's Memorial Day weekend here and it's supposed to rain. It's supposed to start raining.
Memorial Day weekend there. We're doing that here this weekend too.
Oh my god,
that's weird.
I didn't even realize you said that.
It's just the way you said it. I was like, that's silly.
It's gonna start raining at like 4 p.m. and it's not gonna stop raining until like Monday night.
Apparently. I know. When you sent me your weather the other day, you're like, look at the temperatures here. I'm like, okay, but it's gonna rain the whole time. It is gonna be really hot here. Like where I am, it won't really get much above 70, but inland it'll be like 100 degrees.
Ugh.
Yeah, so I'm not going inland. Chris and I might go down the coast to Santa Cruz and have a day trip there, but
what is inland?
Not the peninsula so much, like east of East Bay, basically. I can send you a picture after this, but it's where we are on the coast down towards like San Jose, we tend to be cooler, although I would say sometimes the interior of the peninsula can get a little warmer. But we get the ocean breeze. Like right now, it's completely foggy here. I can't see Sutro Tower up on the hill that I normally can. But if I went, you know, an hour east of here, it would be probably 80 or 90 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I'm never leaving the city.
I'm looking at the couch behind you and still just thinking about the fact that you paid to move that couch across the country when it cost you like less than $100.
It was $150 from Nick Steele. And I like this couch. Okay. It's fine. I have a couch.
All right.
Why would I buy another couch when I already have one?
Because it costs more money to move than it's worth.
No, I had to move that stuff anyways. I was always going to need two containers for moving. I knew that. Because the bed alone and then the desk. Although I did end up getting rid of the desk because it broke in storage.
I had to get rid of my good couch when I moved across the country because that was the difference between the big moving pod and the small moving pod. And then I realized if I just sold my big couch, I didn't really have anything big to move, so I could just drive my car.
I mean, the first time I moved, I got rid of a lot of stuff. Like, I got rid of instruments. I got rid of a whole piano. I got rid of, I think. Mm-hmm. No, we took the couch, but only because the couch was like a cheap, I don't know, Walmart one that you could take apart. Like, it was not a good couch. But we got rid of pretty much everything else and bought new furniture when I got here. And then the second time I moved, I did not have the funds for that. I barely had the funds to move. Like, I had to borrow money. So, buying a couch wasn't really on my radar because I didn't know what it was going to look like by the time I found an apartment, budget-wise.
Mm-hmm.
So, Chris also makes the same comment about my coffee table that you can see behind me, which is the one you gave me for free. they're always like, you make too much money to have this coffee table. I'm like, it works fine as a coffee table. Why would I need a new one? It's just the right height.
That I also didn't pay for that coffee table. That was just in the condo in Ann Arbor when I moved in there. Yes. Because what had happened was my brother had lived there for 3 years. And then he had been living there for that summer and had planned to move out at the end of the summer. But he was in the Air Force. He had just commissioned. And after you commission, you can get your orders, like, kind of at any point. And then once you get your orders, you have, like 5 days to report. So he was living back at home, like, visiting my parents, got his orders, basically had to empty everything out of their house that he was going to take with him, go back to Ann Arbor, take the essentials, and then go to Dayton, Ohio, and, like, had to, like, mm-hmm. find an apartment and start work all within, like, 5 days. So the condo was just left a mess with tons of shit still in it. So that coffee table was one of them, and, like, a lot of the stuff was stuff him and his friends have, like, had found for free over the years. Including a really gross recliner that one of my awful roommates made her own. And then I gave it away.
I
was cursed.
Well, I'm glad the coffee table has come to me, because that implies that someday I will join the Space Force just by proxy. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right. On to the next post with that fact just there. A definite fact.
Yeah. Don't need to dispute that at all.
Yeah. No reason to comment further on me joining Space Force. Okay. Am I the asshole for being, quote, homophobic by inviting my grandparents to my wedding?
I'm excited for this one.
Fake names and throwaway account and whatnot. I called the account Am I the Asshole - Homophobic, but that was because it was an available username. I don't think I'm a homophobe. I, 21 male, am getting married this summer. I am straight. My fiance is a woman, obviously. I have two older cousins, 29 male and 26 female. Let's call them Mark and Jane, both of whom are openly gay lesbian, respectively. My grandparents, 87 male and 79 female, are unashamedly, is that how you would say that? Unashamedly? They're big homophobes. They have attended every straight wedding in my family. They declined invitations to Mark and Jane's weddings because they don't believe that's a real marriage. Here's the problem. Homophobia aside, my grandparents are amazing, hardworking, good people. I intend to invite them to...
I love that sentence.
Yeah, like, if you just discount the one thing, Hitler was a great artist.
There's tons of people that do that when people, like, oh, they voted for Trump, but other than that,
they're amazing. About people's rights or, like, being a good person, they're so kind. I've never seen them kick a puppy, only shove one. I intend to invite them to my own wedding. Jane and Mark completely oppose this. Because I'm a bit of a golden boy, quote, for the family, they want me to exclude my grandparents from my wedding to punish them and to promote marriage equality, in quotes. I refuse to listen to them. Most of the family has taken my side. It's a very big family. Except for Jane, Mark, their in-laws, and Mark's parents. They call me a... Who is Mark? Isn't Mark his brother? Oh, cousin, sorry. I was like, don't you have the same parents? They call me a homophobe and a terrible person or beg me not to invite my grandparents. I won't listen to them, but I feel somewhat sorry that I'm not fighting my grandparents for them. I can't help but feel like a bit of an asshole for that. What do you think, Reddit? Am I the asshole? I'm going to read the edit too. Thanks for the replies. I want to clarify one thing. My grandparents will be mostly respectful to Jane and Mark if they're all at the wedding. They call their spouses their boyfriend/girlfriend and don't show that they're bothered by the relationship unless someone straight up asks them. I should also add that they don't hate Mark. Even though they dodged his wedding, they helped pay for his college tuition and he and his husband's house mortgage. They didn't do this for Jane or Jane's straight brother because they have conservative views on immigration and my grandparents are immigrants. So the grandparents have like the same standard of, if we don't agree with your views, we're not going to support you. I think the grandparents are assholes. I think this guy is dumb.
It's been voted the asshole, we should say. I think this guy has some issues he needs to work through. Although I don't necessarily agree with the you need to make your wedding a stance on XYZ, or like we'll use your wedding as like a protest. There's other ways to address that. Like, that's not the purpose of a wedding.
But the grandparents are already making it like this thing where we're going to make our stand because we don't support this. I think it's different for people who are gay to go through that. Because like even the first comment here says, I don't have the ability to think about things through the lens of homophobia aside. Like that's life. So when I when Hayden and I were talking about getting married, it was the same thing as we had to decide, are we going to invite family that we know doesn't support or want this to happen? So it's...
I personally wouldn't invite them.
I'd be like, no, you guys are assholes.
I wouldn't either. But this is like, this is the cousin that is close with the grandparents is now being told you can't invite the grandparents because, like, even though they like him, right? So it's complicated. But there is a, I mean, all the comments say you're the asshole, except for this one, which has a lot of upvotes. So it says... as a gay man, he's not the asshole. It's his wedding. He can invite whoever he wants. A wedding is a day for the couple, not for protests. What happens if he disinvites them and half of his family doesn't come? Obviously, I'm not gay, so I can't speak for the rest of this. But I think that's an interesting, take. Like, I wouldn't have invited them at all.
I feel like you can be an ally and say, like, this is my belief, is that because of what you did to them, that was hurtful. And I don't want that energy at the wedding. Like, even the fact that he's like, oh, like, they'll say boyfriend, girlfriend when it sounds like they're married now. And aren't bothered unless someone asks them. So, like, that to me is just so shitty. It's fake. It's...
Yeah.
I'm not close with my family, really, as you know. So, like, for me, I don't feel that... I feel no drive to be like, well, I have to include them. They're family. I'm like, no, if they're assholes, they're not invited to my shit. Whether they're assholes to me or somebody else, like, if they were, because they're objectively wrong, right? If they were racist people, I feel like it might be different. People would be like, oh, no, I'm not going to have any racists at my wedding. Why would I do that? I wouldn't invite them. Yeah. I don't think he's an I think he is being... It is his wedding, so it's his choice.
He's being an asshole by defending them.
He could do what would be, to me, the right thing and be like, hey, you were very unkind to others who are going to be at this wedding. It is important to me like that. I don't know. We do the right thing. It comes down to, like, they're objectively wrong. So they just, to me, I would not associate with them. It's you, because what he does, the whole thing is framed as homophobia aside, right?
Yeah,
that's
not a thing.
Racism aside, homophobia aside, he killed one guy. That aside, like, it's I know you can't, maybe people would be like, don't compare murder to just not liking people, but it's like these beliefs or thoughts that are objectively wrong.
I think if it were me, what I would probably do is, like, they say they're very close to their grandparents, have a sit down conversation with them and say, look, I really want you at my wedding, but you disrespected our cousins by not going to theirs and by continuing to say these things about them and calling them their girlfriend and boyfriend. So I would say, if you want to come to the wedding, here's what I need you to do. I need you to apologize. I need you to agree that you will, like, address their spouses as their spouses and that, like, we can all move forward. But if you can't do that, then you're not going to come to the wedding.
I think that's reasonable.
That's probably what I would do, because it sounds like they're very close to their grandparents and don't necessarily want to, like, leave them out of this. But you don't get to, like, not taking a side isn't taking, like, that's taking a side, right? Of just being like, oh, just you're holding everyone up the and it'll be fine. You're going to make your cousins super uncomfortable by having to see the grandparents at that wedding without having had any kind of apology or amends or anything like that. So
It to me, it's like when we talk about the idea of, like, using your privilege to lift up others, like, he has an opportunity to try to educate and talk with them and be like, this is not okay. Because I feel like especially older people get this, like, you know what? That's how they grew up. And that to me still isn't okay. Like, when I was younger, I called a lot of things gay, and now I call a lot of things gay in a different way. And that's different. That's growth.
Yeah. But I also feel like by just not invite, like, by just shunning them from the wedding, that's not going to teach
anybody. No, you're right. Anything. Yeah, they shouldn't just not invite. It should be like, you need to understand.
You can at least try to use it as a learning opportunity. Yeah. And if then they're still going to be shitty, then you say, okay, you don't get to come. And that's that. And then at least you tried. But if you just don't invite them, then your family will probably turn on you and be like, well, you didn't invite Peepaw and Meemaw. Like,
But I mean, to me, that's the same situation as like, okay, well, let me tell you why. And I don't want that disrespect or closed-mindedness at my wedding. But I think, yeah, ultimately comes down to what he wanted his wedding, what he's going to do. It doesn't change whether he's an asshole or not, but he's going to do what he wants to do.
Yeah. And I don't know. This sounds tough. This sounds really complicated. But given the fact that OP is already able to say, homophobia aside, this person is probably not in a is not in a mental place where they could use, like, they would be able to have that conversation of, like, here's why what you did is wrong. This sounds like a person who just wants everybody to just get along and not pay attention to any of the harm that's going on.
There's a comment he makes later that says, it's now voted like by 1,000. It says, I'm inviting both Jane and Mark have said to boycott and to stick it to me for not sticking it to my grandparents. Either way, when my grandparents have seen Jane and Mark, they try to avoid the spouses in order to not start an argument. So that too, like, that's not the passive, like, oh, we accept it, we just don't talk about it. That's more aggressive, like, if I have to avoid you.
I'm not going to make eye contact with your...
Because then that's uncomfortable for a lot of people, too. I know that from being around my family and them dealing with me is it gets weird and uncomfortable when people just pretend like it's not happening.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's sad because this could be a great opportunity for you to sit your grandparents down and say, like, here's why this is hurtful. Here's... what I need from you if you want to come to the wedding, because I want this to be a good day for everyone. I want you to be there. I don't want you to have to miss it. Yeah. But he's prioritizing the comfort of the homophobes over the comfort of his cousins, which is really shitty because cousins haven't done anything wrong.
And the saying, am I the SOB for being homophobic? I don't think he is being homophobic, but he's allowing others to be and not... He's not defending.
He's enabling it.
Yeah, like he's allowing it to happen. Yeah. So, and he's like, we'll just look past it this one day. We're going to put the homophobia over here and just have a fun time. Casually. I hate it. So,
the whole thing is really strange. Like, I told you about that church group my mom used to be in and how there was a guy there who was like bragging about how he didn't go to his granddaughter's wedding because she was marrying a woman. My mom, like, everyone was like, you did the right thing, that's what God would have wanted you to do. Yep. And my mom just interjected and my mom was just like, Paul, that's really sad. And she was like, if it were my daughter, I would go. And everyone was just like, oh, what?
How could you say that? They're doing a gay. That's what big gay wants you to do, is give up on your values. The gay agenda is for you to quit believing in things.
It's just like, it's this whole thing about like someone else's wedding. It's not about you. You can show up and show your support, and it doesn't matter if you agree or disagree or whatever. You're just there because you love that person and you're just celebrating them. Like, it doesn't have anything to do with you.
I'm not going to have assholes at my wedding. It's just gonna be me and Cammy and whoever I'm marrying.
Cammy says love is love, bark bark.
Okay, let's take our break and then we'll come back and do some more stories.
Crisp and clean.
No caffeine. I think about that all the time. I wish I didn't. That and when he goes...
I hear that about once a day.
Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis.
Because I'm like, I know that's not what Java says, but it sounds like something that Java could have said in that moment.
Mila Kunis.
You might have two things.
You might have two things.
Okay, we're back. We're doing the game. I'm back on. I've got my one fake one mixed in with some real ones. It's a great bunch this week. So pick your number. 1 through 5.
2.
Okay. Am I the asshole for lying to my spouse about getting vaccinated?
Ooh.
Am I the asshole for telling my mom I don't consider her fiance, quote, family?
Whew.
Am I the asshole for selling a car I got as a gift and keeping the money? Am I the asshole for farting on my boyfriend's face? Am I the asshole for wanting to warn other women of a catfish?
Okay, there's a lot going on here. I really hope that the fake one is lying to my husband about getting vaccinated. That's my guess.
That's the right one. You did it.
Yeah!
Right? Doesn't it feel so good when you win?
I was like, there's no way that that's real. That, please don't let that be real.
I made it up because I could see it being real. You know, like all those families are like, he voted for Biden and she voted for Trump. And it's like, okay, well, they shouldn't be together because they don't have the same values at all.
Yeah. Yeah. We make it work. Like Kellyanne and George Conway.
Dumb. I hate it. But yeah, congratulations. I think, I don't know how long we went, how many times we did it where you lost, but I feel like it's comparable to how many times I lost. So,
yeah. What was the second one you read? Because that one also sounded bad.
Am I the asshole for telling my mom I don't consider her fiance family?
Yeah, that sounds bad. Sounds like a bad situation there.
You can look at them.
I mean, I want to know what it's about.
Submitted 49 minutes ago, has 38 comments already.
Wow.
Okay. Am I the asshole for telling my mom I don't consider a fiancé family? My mom is getting married, me is male, my mom is getting married next week to her boyfriend of 3 years. It's outdoor and nothing too big or fancy. The original plan was that my sister and I could bring our partners, my fiancé, also male, and her boyfriend. I called my mom to let her know that we'd be there and everything seemed fine. A few days later, she called back to say that they only wanted family at the wedding, so the invitation wasn't extended to my fiancé anymore. This already rubbed me the wrong way because I'm pretty sure my future husband counts as family, but I didn't want to start anything with her. My fiancé brushed it off and told me that it's fine if I go alone. I was still on the fence about going into my sister's house last night if we could all go together, meaning her boyfriend was still welcome and my mom never told her about the family-only rule. So essentially, she lied to me just so I wouldn't bring my partner and clearly doesn't consider him family. I called her back to let her know that I wasn't going to come, and when she asked, I just told her that I don't see her fiancé as family. Now she's mad at me for being disrespectful for her husband-to-be. Am I the asshole? And I don't think so.
So the poster is a gay man.
Yes.
Who is engaged, and the mom told him, don't bring your fiancé because it's just going to be family, but she's still allowed the sister to bring her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
How did the mom think that this was going to
end? That was okay, yeah. Like what did you expect?
You would show up to the wedding and see the sister's boyfriend there and be like, wait a minute.
Be like, it was a last minute change. Some messages.
Last minute. He's actually taking pictures for the wedding, so it's fine.
Yeah, he's got an iPhone. He's got his iPhone. Pro Max S LG.
So he's going to take the photos. They're going to look so good.
Yeah, so good. Have you seen the wide angle on there? Oh, my God. Anyways. I hit my mic.
This is just so yikes. That's so sad.
Yeah.
Not the asshole. Shitty mom. Shitty.
I do wonder.
Tough
like, it's
to
not
learn
clear
that
here.
Later in life.
I wonder if that was the mom deciding that or if the fiancé was doing it. I feel like the saying I don't consider
sounds like the mom
family is more of like a unintended person to target.
I think
there
was just like a sick burn.
Yeah, it's getting the point across.
I think
I
it was just the burn of like, you said my fiance wasn't family, so I don't think your fiance is family. Yeah. So I don't think that the fiance actually had anything to do with this. I think
just
it was
the mom.
Just the mom.
Let's see if there's any other comments. It's relatively new. It's posted less than an hour ago, so the person doesn't have any other comments, no other posts, so I have no further detail on it, but yeah, I think the mom's the asshole. I don't think the poster's the asshole. I think the poster was very witty, and I appreciate that. There's nothing like a gay burn to get a mom down. I guess I just read one, so it's your turn. probably do one or two more.
Oh my gosh. It is. It is my turn.
I guess.
All right. All right, let me see. I think I had another one.
What were you just singing?
Nothing.
You know what we need to do that I haven't been able to figure out yet is licensing the Star Trek theme so I can record it on Melodica in a really crappy version to play for our other podcasts. But I don't know where you went to license. Like, pop music seems easy, but orchestral crap, like...
If it's a parody, it's within fair use.
I was doing some reading on that.
Unless you're making money off of it. No, yeah.
I don't make any money. I did some reading on that, and honestly, we're probably small enough that it won't matter. Whether
basically
or not we get the
it
permission.
Wouldn't. Yeah, yeah. So you obviously wouldn't want to use the real recording of like
no,
the London Symphony
like
Orchestra
shitty...
playing the Star Trek version.
No.
Yeah. So in that case, the worst thing that would happen is like someone would reach out to you and say, "Please remove the theme that you're playing. Mm-hmm. Like, just cut it out of the
we'll
episode."
Find out. I might record it. This
so,
weekend.
But I don't. Yeah. Looking forward to that.
It's a good excuse to drink wine and complain about a show you don't like.
I do that every day, so.
I know, right? We're just making it part of the work.
I had a weird experience yesterday with, I got my IUD placed, and that was all fine, but I didn't go to like a doctor's office. I didn't have like a, you know, I don't have a like OBGYN here yet. So I just went to a Planned Parenthood, as you do. And mm-hmm, it mm-hmm. was fine. The doctor was great, but the process, like they seemed very understaffed. So I was waiting in an exam room for about an hour and 20 minutes. No one came in and checked on me. Nobody like gave me any updates. I was just alone in an exam room waiting for the doctor for an hour and 20 minutes, which was wild. And I could hear the nurses in the hallway gossiping about patients, like mm-hmm. talking shit about patients.
What did they say about
you? We could all hear it. I didn't hear it. Like they were like, I heard them mention something about someone being on their period who was getting their thing placed, and I was like, that's me. And they were like giggling and talking about it, and then I heard them saying some other shit about someone who was there for a different procedure, and like it was wild. I was like, this is so unprofessional. I don't know what to do about this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But and poor David was in the car the whole time, and I had taken the car keys in with me. I didn't think of it, and so at one point I had to run out and bring him the car keys, and then because it's a Planned Parenthood, like all the doors are locked and everything, so you can't just like easily get back in. So I had to like recheck in. The lady was like, "Oh, what's going on?" And I was like, "Well, I had to run my car keys out to my boyfriend who's been in the car for an hour and a half. I've been back there and I haven't seen anyone yet." And she was like, "Oh, okay, I'll let you back in." I was like, "Okay, just wanted to make sure that you know that I've been waiting
yet.
For an hour and a half." And then
they
the poor doctor
sure
came
really
in and yeah, it's hazing. And then the doctor comes in and like, "You're supposed to eat before this procedure because it can make you really dizzy." And she was like, "Have you eaten recently?" And I was like, "Well, I ate before I left, but that was about 2.5 hours ago now because I've been waiting a while." And so she went and she got me a juice box and some crackers.
Aw, a little juice box and some crackers. That's silly.
I have my little snack.
Yeah. How do you feel today? I know yesterday you were in some pain.
I feel fine. Yeah, yesterday was rough, but I feel fine now. Just lots of ibuprofen. That's about it.
Good.
Just chilling. How is Babby formed?
No one knows. I think the stork vomits up a Babby. And then Babby.
I mean, we were talking about this of like... we were talking and I realized that David's parents apparently never gave him a sex talk, because I was like, as soon as I asked my mom, I think I was like 7 or 8, my theory had always been people, when they got married and then they like kissed on the altar at their wedding, something magic happened, and then the woman got pregnant. That's what I thought, because I was a small child. Yeah,
exactly. Jesus Christ.
And then we had some family friend who had a baby but wasn't married, and I was like, what?
Holy fucking shit.
Like, how did that happen? And and so then I just asked my mom, and she like pulled me into her room, and she drew diagrams and explained it all, and I was just like, oh, gross. And
why
she was
she
like,
draw
exactly.
Diagrams? She's like, let me get out the old
she explained it.
Pen and paper here.
Yeah. She explained like a
donut
sperm and everything.
And like a hot dog, Frank. Just picture those. Yep. I wish Mary had recorded this, because I would love to see it. I've never had the sex talk, so things have been very weird for me when I've been dating people.
Well, apparently, yeah. I've known people whose their parents' sex talk is the extent of it has just been like, yeah, just wear a condom. Like,
they're like, you're great. Playing with fire.
Yeah. My mom at some point transitioned from like,
oh,
don't have sex till you're married, to when I had a boyfriend in college, she was like, put a raincoat on it. Like,
only have good sex before you're married.
And then, now that she's had a grandchild and she's gotten like a taste of it, like a hit, she's kind of transitioned to like,
she's like, cut that
shit loose. She was like, you know, it's better if you got married before, but I would be fine if you had a kid now. Like, great.
Yeah,
glad
like,
you would be
happened,
fine. It would be fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. You know, wedlock, what are you going to do?
Yeah, these are modern times, and you need modern solutions. So
bastard
David
children.
Never had the sex talk, so did you draw diagrams for him?
Yeah, actually. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know he appreciates a data-driven approach, and having those charts was really going to sway him.
Hold on, give me a second. I'm going to put my sweatshirt on. It's behind me on this couch. It's a little chilly.
Okay, cool. Thanks for the update. We're both wearing pink sweatshirts.
I know. Oh my gosh.
Which takes us to our sponsor. What's it?
Pink sweatshirts.
PinkSweatshirt.com. We have pink sweatshirts.
No, I mostly wanted to stop seeing my arm in the video because I'm very bloated right now.
Oh, yeah. Like normal.
So I have a lot of water retention. So my arms just look like puffy linebacker arms in the sleeveless tank top that I was wearing.
Should have put sleeves on. So you'd rather be too warm but not see your arms.
Yeah, that's why I like don't wear shorts in the summer. Mm-hmm. That's just a rule. No, it's pretty chilly.
You have those dinosaur
rain.
Legs with all the scales and feathers.
That too.
Yeah, dry skin, it's terrible. All right, read our next one.
Real quick, I had a funny picture that I sent to my sister-in-law. My sister-in-law is celiac, so she can't eat gluten. And so she knows all the good like gluten-free spots around town, which is fun. And I sent her this comic, one of those like, you know, I'll just send it to you so you can see it. But it's a guy at a bakery, and he's like looking at the croissants and stuff. And he's asking the baker, is this gluten-free? And the baker goes, no, it costs money. Here, I just sent it to you.
Oh, my God. I love it. The smiles, too. Like, I know it's all stock photography, but, like, the smiles just are like, no, it costs money. I love it.
No, it costs money.
This makes me so happy. I must share this with others.
Is this gluten-free? No, it costs money.
It costs money.
she enjoyed that a lot.
So she must be really into maybe hot pot or Korean barbecue, because it's just meats. You don't have to have any gluten if you don't want.
Yes. So I thought that that would be a great place for us to go. As long as we all, like, made sure we didn't get noodles that had gluten.
Yeah, but if you go to the place
Well, I guess because you have your own broth.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter. Yeah. You could be over there and be like, gluten only.
Yeah. No, but I thought of this because I had to text her because I had a dream last night that she had another baby and she named him Franklin.
And Odin. What possible name goes with Odin? This is Odin and Frankie.
I love the name Franklin for a boy. I think it's really cute. She's telling me about all these, like, he goes to daycare because they both work. And they have, hold on, I'm going to sneeze. I'm back. he has, like, these friends at daycare that have really hipster names, which I guess his name is Odin, so, like...
I was going to say, like you name your kid Odin, and then you'd be like, oh, I can't believe Kaylee over here.
No, no, it's, like, Finley Joshua. Is, like, a popular boy's name. No, like, Finley, there's some kid named, like, Raleigh, like, the city, Jefferson...
What?
Yeah. Apparently Odin's best friend's name is Jefferson. Which I'm like, he's just going to go by Jeff.
Yeah, what's Odin going to go by? Odie.
Odin. Odie. Or Odie. Yeah, they call him Odie.
Big Odie.
Which is funny because it's the...
The dog it's from the, Garfield.
The dog from Garfield, yeah. Garfield.
Garfield. I hate...
His middle name is Josiah, and I texted my brother one day out of the blue, and I was just like, did you realize you named your kid O.J. Lynch? And he was just like, oh, damn it.
O.J. Lynch?
O.J.
I don't like it. I'm going to name my child One. Una.
That's what Mike Birbiglia did, Una.
I know.
Okay.
Okay.
When I got my IUD yesterday, after they placed it, the doctor like wrote up this little card, similar to like your vaccination card you get, but it was like a card for the IUD, and it said like placed on this date, such and such, good through, and then it said May 2033. The Paragard is good for 12 years. Mm-hmm. And I had that thought from like the John Mulaney bit where he's like, 2033, that's not a real year.
I don't know if we can bring up John Mulaney because he's divorced now.
Oh, shit.
And he was dating who? The car song?
Olivia
lady?
Munn.
Oh, I thought he was dating the other person. I can't keep track of all these crazy shenanigans.
I don't have an issue with him getting divorced. I don't like the fact that he started dating someone immediately after.
Why?
And apparently the divorce was one-sided. Like... And it sounds like it was all bad. Like, his wife ended up in rehab at the end of last year for an eating disorder. Mm-hmm. Like, around the same time he went to rehab for all the drugs.
I bet they saved on electricity.
Sounds like
at
a
home,
big
though.
Mess. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it sounds like a big mess. And mm-hmm. I mean, nobody knows what goes on, but it just goes to show, like, you shouldn't idolize anyone. Like, I think for a lot of people, this is very jarring because they thought of him as, like,
he had perfect life guy person. Energy.
Big wife guy energy. Mm-hmm. And like anytime you get a divorce and then you're immediately dating someone else, it's like, okay, that was going on. Like that has been going on clearly. Which is not great. Not a great look. Okay. I'm gonna read one more post and then we should wrap it up. We've been recording for a while. And I have things to do.
Oh, too busy for our podcast. Copy that.
That's not what I said.
I know. I question your dedication to the whole thing now.
Okay. Okay. Am I the asshole?
Yes.
For, quote, emasculating my husband in front of his parents. Throw away because I don't want my brother-in-law or husband to find my real account. Sorry, I have really bad allergies right now. I'm trying to not be gross into the microphone. All right.
Why should it be different than normal recording?
All right. Listen, I, 25 female, have been dating my husband, 30 male, for 5 years, and we have been married for 2. Okay. So they started dating. She was 20. He was 25. They got married. She was 23. He was 28. Okay. A little young. We'll see where it goes.
I always he like for very... you to find one. You're like, I don't. This age difference, a little young.
The age difference for this one doesn't bother me. It's the age where they got married. But whatever. My brother got married young. He is very much a traditional, quote, man's man, but it never bothered our relationship until now, so I didn't care. 2 days prior, he wanted to visit his parents now that we are all vaccinated. He asked me to come too, and I complied. It's a weird choice, yeah.
I will comply.
I complied since I really enjoy most of his family. I like the phrasing here, most.
There are several of his family.
We went and had a great time until his father suggested a drinking contest. Classic family activity. Basically a family tradition to see who could drink the most cups of watered down beer in a set time. Wow.
What kind of it's competition usually
only
is
my
that?
Father-in-law. Yeah, that's not like a game. It's just like, let's see who drinks the most.
We have problems.
That's just, yeah, you have an issue. Remind me, there's a fun drinking game I did see on TikTok.
I don't play damn drinking games. I just drink.
No, but this one looked fun. Okay, basically a family tradition. Okay, it's usually only my father-in-law, husband, brother-in-law, and sister-in-law's husband. Sister-in-law's husband would be your brother, right?
No, because she could marry someone outside. Like, that's the same question I had earlier. And I was like, isn't Mark your brother?
Oh, it's her husband's sister. Sisters. So it's her sister-in-law's husband. Okay, got it.
I think people just shouldn't get married. It gets confusing.
It does. This time, I wanted to try out two and challenged my husband to one. He laughed and said, okay. Well, I won, and he got very frustrated. He pulled me into an empty room and started saying how I embarrassed him, and it was emasculating for him, and how I should be sorry. Oh, my God.
This is like the hiking. The girlfriend that wanted to go on a hike, and he left around the mountain.
This is worse, I think. I told him not to get so serious and left the room. After 2 hours or so of cold stares from my husband, I suggested leaving. He said he wanted to stay at his brother's house for the day and drove there while leaving me to walk home. It's around 45 minutes walking distance. I found what he did kind of petty, but at night my brother-in-law calls me, tells me how upset my husband was because I humiliated him, made him feel like less of a man. I called my husband and apologized, but he has not returned to me since. Am I the asshole for emasculating my husband around 10 family members? He's going to hit you. I don't know how else to put that. He's going to hit you.
He's thinking about it right now. Like, I'm so mad.
He's a child and he's going to hit you. This is terrifying. Yeah, somebody said, or God forbid, if OP and their husband have a tomboy daughter, gay son, or a trans child, the future of the possible immaturity of this man gets much more frightening the longer the relationship lasts. This is a scary situation, and you need to get out. If this is, my favorite comment, if this is all it takes to make him feel like less of a man, he wasn't much of a man to begin with, not the asshole.
Yeah, I don't even, first, I don't understand the basis of, like, let's drink watered down beers to prove how tough we are. I guess I don't understand that piece to begin with, but the idea that you'd be upset about losing over is just, I can't even comprehend it. Like, who cares? You're drinking watered down beers.
This is stupid.
But yeah. Very stupid. He sounds immature, and honestly, I think they got married too young.
There's a comment here. He's not a man's man at all. A man would not be threatened at all and would cheer on your win. He's a child pretending to be a man, covering himself up with a stereotypically manly lifestyle. Since he is only pretending, it won't take much to reveal the toddler playing dress up. He's incredibly insecure with his masculinity.
Can you imagine if you married the person you were dating in your mid-20s? Oof.
She was dating him when she was 20/19.
He's in his.
If I had married that person, you're saying, yeah, that would have gone poorly for both of us.
Mm-hmm. And your kids.
Yeah. This is terrifying. I'm scared for her. He made her walk home 45 minutes.
I know, that's wild to me.
That's wild. It's also like unsafe depending on where you live.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you live in a city, that could be unsafe, but also if you live out in the country, like there's that bears. Sounds like how most like murder podcasts start.
Yeah, it was a normal evening after a fun drinking contest. I don't listen to murder podcasts.
Also, what do they sound like? having her walk home like partially drunk 45 minutes by herself.
It's watered down at where she was super right. hydrated. Why is it watered down?
I think she just, that's like how she's referencing the type of beer, like a Miller Lite or something, like PBR. The drinking game I saw on TikTok that did look fun was like you have this like spinning kind of plate basically, and on it you put as many shot glasses as there are people in the circle, and they all have water except for one. One of them has tequila. And then you all, one by one, take your shot, and you have to watch everyone's reaction. And then everyone votes on who they think was the person who had the tequila shot. So you have to, like, try to hide your face, basically, if you're taking the tequila shot. And if they all get it right and you were the imposter, so it's based on the imposter, whatever, game, Among Us.
Okay, sus.
If they were right and you did have the tequila shot, you have to take another shot. And if everyone else gets it wrong, then everyone has to take a shot. Except for the person who...
I don't like shots, so I'm not playing that game. I do like water, though. So can I just drink water anyway?
So most of the time, you would have a fun time.
Yeah. There's that one chance that I won't.
I also saw people playing slip and slide flip cup, which we could do at the lake house for our lake house week.
That's true. Because
we have a big hill.
I think I'm going to fly in a week early and hang out in Ann Arbor and see people and family, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then go up to the cabin. And then I have to leave the cabin slightly later because I think I'm going to Orlando that weekend.
We are flying in as well. So we're going to need to figure out how we're going to get to the lake house because we're not going to have a car. Alex might drive us.
I might be able to get a car for the week. Like from a family.
From
member.
Like.
Yeah, remember I had that would work grandma too. Key that I had when I was there. It's going to be hell on gas driving it that far.
We could see if we can just ride with Alex.
Yeah. Maybe just all rent a car together. We can all go to Nights before we leave. Aw.
Aw. Nights.
I just want prime rib.
Yeah, we're going to be in town. There's the first football game that's that Saturday, and then we have a wedding on Sunday. And then Monday's Labor Day, so we're going to drive up.
Do you guys want me to go to the wedding?
You're not invited, so...
That can't be right.
It's people that you never met?
That doesn't... I'm a welcome guest at any ceremony. Isn't that the one you're playing at?
No.
Oh, okay.
The one I'm playing at is in Cleveland.
Oh, I don't want to go to
Ohio. In August.
Ohio in August? No, I'd rather die.
It's also like it's an hour outside of Cleveland, so it's not even really. We just have to fly into Cleveland.
It sounds bad.
It's gonna be fun.
I don't think so. Okay, well, hey, great week. It's a great episode this week.
Another great episode.
Yeah, another 5-star episode in the can. I'll edit it tonight, and everyone gets to listen to it in the morning. Happy Memorial Day. Thank you.